he made me. What I know, he taught me. Where I've come from, he brought me. And where I'm on my way to, he'll take me. So when you talk about Jesus, he's a friend. No, I can't let you talk about him like that and he's my friend. No. And so then you see, listen, you're a witness. Here's what you realize. He isn't here to talk about himself. And you're not up there to represent you. So he's up in heaven representing you. And you ought to be down here representing him. So when the devil starts saying all kind of mess that ain't true, wait a minute, Mr. Devil. No, you are a liar. Let me tell you some truth. Let me drop some truth on you here. And start telling. Listen, all you got to do is shut your mouth and the devil gets stronger and stronger. But when you open your mouth by the aid of the Holy Ghost, you begin to destroy the devil's kingdom. You speak with authority and with power, and you're able to speak those things, call those things that be not as though they were, because there is power, inerrant power that lives within you that comes from the Holy Ghost that the devil can't do anything about. And listen at this. When you talk about Jesus, see, the Holy Ghost was given for that purpose. So he just sits idly by in your conversation. And he just lets you talk and talk and talk and talk. And he just, but when you say Jesus, hup, now we go. Oh, you didn't hit the subject now. Come on. Bring it on. He's ready because his assistance is there to talk about. And ye shall be witnesses of me. So listen to this. If you're not talking about Jesus, why then do you need the Holy Ghost? Listen, if you're talking about Jesus, you're going to need the Holy Ghost. Somebody ought to hear me here. You're going to need his power to guide you. You're going to need his power to guard you. You're going to need his power to give you what you need to say. You're going to need his power to do what only he is capable of doing. And so therefore, when you speak of Jesus, the Holy Ghost is readily by to do whatever that's necessary to make this word effective.
The teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II offers help for today and hope for tomorrow. Dr. Montgomery would like to know you are being blessed by this program. Our email address is info@greaterkingdavid.org. That's info@greaterkingdavid.org. Our mailing address is The Movement of Christ Broadcast, 911 Lobdell Boulevard. That's L-O-B-D-E-L-L Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806. Visit our website at greaterkingdavid.org, or you may call our office at 225-927-0577. That's 225-927-0577. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, Dr. Montgomery would like for you to do three things. Pray for this ministry, partner with this ministry, and tell others about this ministry. Now, we pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at this same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast.
K-A-Y-T, Shreveport, Greenwood, 92.5.
Sometimes people smile, and sometimes when we see people smiling, we assume that they got it all together. Sometimes when people see you smiling, they say, look like nothing bothers you. But let me tell you something, baby. Sometimes when people smile, they catch in hell. Sometime when people smile, they're going through trouble. They're going through trouble night and day. But what they're doing, sometimes they're smiling and they're hiding a lot of things behind a smile. Sometimes people smile through trouble to keep you out of their business. Because when you look trouble, people get in your business. And sometimes you got to act like you're all right. Sometimes you got to act like you're taking it when you know you're bleeding on the inside. Because sometimes you're the only Bible some people will ever read. You're the only person that give them hope. And you can't always let your trouble make you look trouble. So somebody may be about to give up. And your smile on your face, your look of encouragement has built them up. God used trouble to bring something that the world needs to see coming out of you. And they learn by watching you handle it. They learn. I had to realize how many people I could connect to when I lost my son. So when I preached and wrote my book on coping with the uncopable, I had no idea how many people had lost a child. And I hear these questions, how do you deal with the loss of a child? None of us want our child to go before us. How do you deal with losing a son 22-year-old to a drunk driver? How do you deal with this? The promise of your future. Walking like you, talking like you, acting like you. And God takes your only child. And Fleming, how do you smile? When I got ready to preach his funeral, I was down. I didn't know how I was going to make it. But a preacher before I got up, he said, "Here, Fleming, take that Bible." I think it was Jasper Williams. He said, "Fleming, get the Bible quick." He saw I was breaking. I grabbed the Bible and held it right here. And I got up and stood, and I preached that day. And that day I preached, I had one man say, "What in the world can you say? How you gonna stand there and say it? When I was crying about God, why you killed my baby? Why you let that drunk drive around the street, around the corner from my house? Hit and kill my son on the way to church." And let me tell you something. God spoke to me that night when I was on the floor rolling and said, "Now you know how I felt when I lost my son." And when I saw Jesus hanging on that cross, and no wonder the Father turned his back on Jesus, so God won't turn his back on you. And he turned around and said, "Why, oh God, hast thou forsaken me? Why are you leaving me to hang like this?" God himself had to turn away from his son hanging on the cross so he could save you. And I got myself together when God spoke, and that was my title of his sermon. "Now you know how I felt when I lost my son." So you got to go through pain. You got to go through trouble to know how other people feel when they go through that. You don't know what it's like to lose a child until you lose yours. You don't know what it's like to be broke until you've been broke. You don't know what it's like to be hungry until you've been hungry. Don't come standing up here telling me you know how I feel. No, you don't, until you go through it. So sometimes a man got to smile through his trouble. The times you don't want to trouble somebody else. Trouble comes in all many forms, troubleshooters, troublemakers, troublesome people. I've heard people talk about some things they have in trouble. "My God, bad eyes, my eyes giving me trouble." Get up in the morning, and then you hear somebody say, "I'm having trouble with my car." Amen? Amen. Got to be. I see one out in the parking lot, been there all week. Some people get up and say, "I had trouble sleeping last night." Some had trouble waking up because you're too lazy to get out of bed. The unemployed people say, "I have trouble finding a job." And the employed people say, "I'm having trouble on the job." People overweight saying, "I'm having trouble eating too much." And underweight people saying, "I'm having trouble trying to get something to eat." Some preachers are having trouble in their church because the members won't say amen when he preaches, while the members are having trouble with the preacher because he can't preach. So, some people say, I'm having trouble in my home. Some students are having trouble getting their lesson. Some people are having trouble speaking to one another. Some of you have a trouble trying to get along with some folk in this church. You speak in tongues but won't speak to each other. It's a bad thing when you can't work with another saint. I have trouble working with her. Pastor, don't put me with them. I have trouble working with them. But when you're a child of God, you got to learn how to work with everybody. I had people talking about people on the job. Somebody asked me a question this morning when I was doing question and answer this morning at 7:45. And one lady said in her question, how do you work with people on the job that's giving you trouble? I said, I'll tell you how to work with them. Thank God you got a job. You think it's trouble on your job, try not having a job. And you sure enough will have trouble. And I went on to say to her, whoever she was, I said, listen, a job is just a place where you go to work. And that's all it needs to be. A place where you go and make a living, and you work 8 hours a day, and you leave there, and you leave what's there, there. And when you go home, you got enough to worry about than to take the trouble off your job at home. You don't eat there. You don't sleep there. You don't stay there. You just work there. And that's all it ought to mean. And then you can live with all kind of devils. I worked on a job around folk cussing, but I didn't have to cuss. I worked around people who loved to talk about preachers, but I didn't say a word. I worked around bosses who were mean and low down and crooked, but I let my light shine. And before I walked away from there, they were joining the church saying, I've been watching Reverend Fleming and seeing how he dealt with it. And I learned how to handle the things I'm going through. You don't know what your supervisor is going through. You don't know what pain they're living in. Sometimes they'll take it out on you. Well, say a few more things here about trouble. Listen, we have all kind of trouble working with people. Some think they're too good to live with folk. So when you think you're too good, you become no good. There are many reasons why we have trouble. Are you listening to me? One of the reasons why some of us have trouble, our mouth gets us in trouble. Look at somebody and say, you talk too much. Some of the trouble we face, we bring on ourselves. God doesn't have to send it. We create trouble with your mouth. Over-talking. Talking too much. A man one time was walking along the street, and he saw a turtle. And the turtle looked at him and said, boy, you talk too much. He looked. He saw. He looked and saw a turtle. The turtle said, I said, boy, you talk too much. He said, that's a talking turtle. Say it again. The turtle looked up and said, boy, you talk too much. He took off running. Boom. Ran down the street, met another man, and said, man, I saw a talking turtle. Man said, really? I mean, I'm talking dumb, man. I'm not lying, man. I swear for God, you can kill me if I'm lying. Come on. Man said, okay. Walked on back with him. He saw the turtle. He said, talk, turtle. Turtle just looked. He said, talk, turtle. Turtle didn't say nothing. Then he kicked the turtle. Talk, I said. Turtle wouldn't say nothing. The man said, now listen, why you fool me up here? Why did you fool me up here to hear a talking turtle? And you know what you told me? He said, what? You said, you swear for God, that turtle and talk, I can kill you. He took out a gun, bam, shot it, and walked off. And while he was lying there dying, the turtle looked at